fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I am Silver!
Following his escape from prison where the Lone Ranger had been instrumental in putting him, Toddy Malone sought refuge at an isolated ranch hideout run by two brothers, Joe and Jess Winters, near the town of Carsonville.
Oh, yeah. Hi, fellas.
We're Toddy Malone. Yeah. Well, doggone if Jess and me aren't glad to see you.
I heard yesterday that you busted out of state prison.
Yeah, I saw my chance for breaking it to you. That Lone Ranger might have known he couldn't keep old Toddy in jail for long.
I bet he's not going to like it about you busting out.
Maybe not. What good's it going to do him if you don't like it, huh? Say, it's quite a place you got here, boys.
Yeah, we think so. It's out of the way and just enough stock to make it look honest. We'll be glad to put you up for a spell, Toddy.
Well, I was hoping you'd take me in. Some of the boys I just left told me to head in here till things blow over. The
fact is, me and Jess might be able to use you.
Yeah?
I reckon you could use some cash right now, couldn't you?
Well, if it's easy cash...
Then come on into the house.
We'll tell you about a little job we've been planning for quite a while.
You can unsaddle and corral your horse later.
Right. Let's hash it over.
The Lone Ranger had heard of Toddy Malone's escape when he dropped in for a friendly visit with the sheriff of Glen Falls, a town 100 miles from Carsonville.
My friend, I'm mighty glad to see you. Reckon you're on the trail of Toddy Malone.
I heard he'd escaped from prison.
Yeah. Do you have any idea where he might be heading?
No, but I think he'll soon be heard from.
How do you mean?
You need money, Sheriff. He'll commit a crime to get it.
Yeah, that's true. And there's no telling when or where he'll strike. You say you and Tonto are headed for Carsonville?
Yes, we're to meet Dan Reed near there in a few days.
I see. Well, I wonder if you'd do me a favor.
Why, gladly.
There was an Eastern fellow and his wife through here a few days ago. Name's Haley. Jim Haley. Well, Haley left his duster coat here in my office. I was wondering if you'd take it to him.
Tonto will deliver it. Where can he find Haley?
Yeah, I told him to put up at the Antlers Hotel. Reckon he'll find him there.
Then I'll be on my way, Sheriff.
Adios. And keep your eye open for Toddy Malone.
Who's got
matter, Tonto?
Don't lose shoe. Easy, Scotty. Easy, Silver. Easy, Connor. Want to look at who?
Did he go lame on you?
No, him not lame.
There's a stream down below us, Tonto. We're only a short distance from Carsonville now. We can make camp and eat. And you can take Scout into town and have him shod.
That's right. He rides Silver and leads Scout to town.
Yes, and while you're waiting for the blacksmith to shoe Scout, you can deliver the coat to Mr. Haley.
Well, me do that. Come, Scout.
Come on, Silver. Come on.
Later that day, Ida Haley, wife of the Easterner, was pleasantly surprised when her husband entered the room in a garb entirely new to him.
Why, Jim, I hardly knew you.
I thought I'd surprise you. How do you like me now, Ida?
You're more handsome than before. That new hat is so much more becoming than the old one. And those boots.
Beauties, aren't they, huh? Made down Mexico, they told me. Cost plenty, too.
What's the idea, Jim?
Well, if we're going to buy that ranch we saw yesterday, it means we're going to live out here in the West. I thought I might as well begin dressing like most of the folks out here.
Then you have decided to buy the ranch.
Yes, Ida, I made up my mind this morning. I just came from the bank where I put through a draft.
A draft?
To pay cash for the ranch and establish credit here in Carsonville.
That's grand. I was afraid you might change your mind and decide to return to the East.
Not on your life. I can't go back till I wear out these new clothes.
Jim, you're handsome. I wish I had a photograph of you to send to your sister back east.
Someone's at the door. I'll answer it.
How?
An Indian.
Hello there.
Me, Tonto. You, Jim Haley?
That's my name. What can I do for you?
Sheriff Glenn Pauls. Him send coat to you. Here, coat.
Oh, my duster.
You left it in the sheriff's office.
Now, don't tell me you went to the trouble of riding all the way from Glen Falls to bring me this old duster.
Oh, it no trouble. Me stop near here with friend. He come to town, get horse shod.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm glad you didn't make a special trip.
Me go now. Adios.
Goodbye. Adios. Got to remember to start talking like these Westerners. Adios, he says to me, and I says right back at him, adios.
You almost didn't. He was a friendly Indian, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. But everyone out here is friendly, so far as I've seen.
But, Jim, don't you think you should have given him a little money?
Well, yes, I suppose I should have at that.
After all, he went to a lot of bother to bring your coat to you. Shall I call to him?
Oh, he's out of hearing now. Well, let's take a walk. I want to get used to wearing these new clothes. May run into him down on the street somewhere.
Well, that's a good idea. But let me fix my hair and put on my hat. I've got to look my best if I'm going walking with the handsomest man in town. For a small town, there seems to be plenty going on.
Yes, Ida, this is an up-and-coming town. Growing fast, too. I'm sure we'll like this country.
Oh, I'm crazy about it already.
Pictures.
Oh, Jim, look there, in front of the blacksmith shop. A street photographer.
Oh, now, Ida, I don't want my picture taken.
Please do, Jim. I want to send it back east so your sister can see how well you look in your new clothes.
But not out here in the street. I'd be too conspicuous.
What's the difference? It's all in good fun.
Not unless you pose with me.
I won't do it. It's the clothes you're wearing that I want your sister to see.
Oh, look. There's the Indian who brought my coat. He's coming out of the blacksmith shop with two horses.
Oh, call him. You must give him something, Jim. He said his name was Tonto.
Oh, Tonto.
Oh,
Tonto, I forgot something when you brought my coat. Here's a little reward for you.
Oh, no. No, me not take money. Me glad to bring coat.
Now, that's mighty nice of you.
Tonto. Uh-huh. Would you do my husband another favor?
What are you talking about, Ida?
Me doing favor?
We've come to live in the West, Tonto, to make our home here. We'd like to send a real Western picture of my husband to his sister back east. Would you pose with him?
Oh, me not like take picture, Tonto.
Now, you promised you'd do a favor if you could. Please pose with my husband.
Oh, now, Ida, he doesn't want to pose.
Say now, that'll make a fine picture, mister. Standing there beside that Indian with them two pretty horses.
Sure.
Don't you think so, ma'am?
I think it would be marvelous. so typical of the West.
One safe for the minute. Now, mister, you stand in front of the white horse.
No.
Like that now. And, Injun, you stand right where you are, in front of the paint horse.
No. Me not like picture.
Please, Tonto, you'll look grand in a photograph.
Just argue with him, ma'am. Maybe he'll change his mind.
But if he doesn't want his picture taken, I'm not going to insist.
Me not want picture. Me go now.
That's all right, Tonto. I don't blame you.
I think he's stubborn. It would have been a fine photograph to send to your sister.
I guess I put one over on that Injun. Sure did.
Put one over on him?
How do you mean?
When you was arguing with him, ma'am, he was standing there still as a statue. I just snapped the picture.
I don't like this. He didn't want his picture taken. You shouldn't have done it.
He probably wanted you to pay him to pose. I know, Injun.
No, I'm sure you're wrong about that.
Now, mister, how many copies you want?
I'll tell you what I'll do.
Huh?
Develop one print. Only one. Let me have it in the negative, and I'll give you $25.
Well, I usually keep all my negatives.
Is it a deal or not?
Well, I keep the $25. It's a deal.
I'll pay you the $25 when you deliver the print and the negative at my suite in the Antlers Hotel.
Late the following afternoon, Toddy Malone and his two companions, Jess and Joe Winters, sat their horses at the side of the trail where the eastbound coach from Carsonville emerged from a cut in the mountainside. Their faces were covered with bandanas, and Toddy was beginning to get nervous.
Yeah, it's time that stagecoach came rolling through here.
He'll be here on time, don't worry. I've checked on everything.
I hope you checked good on the cargo, Jess.
I did. Mine payroll's being sent to Glen Falls and currency. It's in the mail sack.
Shut up and get ready, both of you. Here she comes.
Yep, here she is. Steady there.
Joe, you grab the horses and hold them.
Well, you and Toddy cover the men and grab the mail sack.
Here she is. Wind shooting.
Let's go.
Get up there. Pull up there.
Ho. It's a hold up, and we mean business.
Throw down that mail sack and be quick about it. Yeah, that's what we want. I got it.
Now get that stage moving and don't stop.
Get him rolling. Get up there.
Keep the two shots.
There's something funny about this. They didn't put up a fight.
They didn't get a chance. Now let's get going.
Get up.
A short time later, the three bandits reached the ranch hideout and went through the mail sack they had stolen from the stage.
Well, I don't find anything worth talking about. How about you, fellas?
Well, there's nothing here. I thought you and Joe said you planned this job well.
We did. They must have changed plans about the payroll at the last minute.
Here's one more envelope. It's not big enough to carry a payroll, even in currency. There's no sense in bothering with it.
Well, open it up. Might have something in it.
All right.
What is it, Jess?
Just a picture, that's all. Picture of a big fella, an Indian, and a couple of horses.
Here, let's see. Must have been taken by that street photographer we saw in town the fore part of the week.
Hey, let me take a close look at
that. Yeah, Toddy. Look all you want, but you won't find any money.
Say, this is worth more to me than any payroll we might have gotten off that stage.
You're crazy, Todd.
I'm not crazy. Take a look at this Indian, that big white horse.
Hey, what about him?
I've seen him before. That Indian's name is Tonto.
Tonto?
That big white stallion's called Silver. That means just one thing.
What?
The big hombre standing in front of Silver is a Lone Ranger.
What?
Lone Ranger?
Oh, Toddy, you can't be right. The Lone Ranger wears a mask. Everybody says he does.
I know he does most of the time. But he's taking it off for this picture. That's your...
Yeah?
You say this picture was taken by someone in Carsonville?
Well, sure. Street photographer. He's been working in town the last few days.
I saw him myself.
That means the Lone Ranger's in Carsonville right now. Only nobody knows about it but us, huh? Boys, let's get to our horses. We're going to town to see the Lone Ranger.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue our story. Tuttle had been to town for supplies and was returning to camp when he came on the stagecoach, which was being turned around by the driver. From him, he learned of the robbery.
It happened back up the trail about a quarter of a mile, Dindian.
Yes, yes. Where you go now?
Back to Carsonville to notify the law.
Well, maybe me pick up trail before it get too dark to follow. Me leave trail, Marshal can find.
I'll tell the Marshal, Injun. Get up there. Come on.
Get him up. Come.
It was about an hour later when Tonto rode into the Lone Ranger's camp. He explained his absence.
I wondered what had delayed you, Tonto.
Well, it's hard to follow trail. But me think me know where them go. And me come get you.
Where do you think they went, Tonto?
Old ranch in Foothills. Ranch owned by two brothers.
Oh, yes, I know. Jess and Joe Winters. I frequently wondered how they made a living back there.
Ranch, no good.
I'd like to know the identity of the other man in the group. But right in there and investigate.
Easy, fella. Easy, fella.
One fella. Let's count.
All right. Strike a light and I'll cover you.
Nobody here.
There's the mail sack and the mail scattered about the floor. Light that lamp on the table, Tom.
Me do it. Lamp lit now.
They've gone through every bit of this mail, but the stage driver told you there was no money in the sack.
Well, him say money go out on yesterday's stage.
I can't understand why the bandits left here in such a hurry. Oh, wait. What's this? Why, Tonto, this is a picture of you.
Huh? Well, where them get that?
Must have been in the mail sack. Who's this man with you?
Me know that man. Him eastern fella me take coat to.
You said nothing about having your picture taken.
Me not no man take picture. Me tell you all about it, Kimasabi.
When Tonto had related how Mr. and Mrs. Haley had asked him to pose and how he had refused, the masked man said seriously,
"The photographer tricked you, Tonto. They've got to get possession of that negative before he makes any more prints."
That's right.
If Crook should get possession of it, it could destroy our usefulness to the law.
Me not know him take it.
Oh, it's not your fault, Tonto. I'll leave a note for the marshal and his posse telling where I've gone. Then we're going to town to find the photographer and get that negative.
Here comes Toddy now. Hope he got what he went after.
Well, if he didn't, I don't know how we're going to find that fella.
What'd the photographer have to say, Toddy?
He talked. When I gave him $10, he told me where I'd find him.
Where at?
Second floor of the hotel up front. He's stopping there under the name of Haley, Jim Haley.
I hope he's not going out with the law posse.
He'll sneak in the back way and find out.
Well, keep your hand near your gun, because he's a shooting fool.
Maybe I'll be remembered as a man who killed the Lone Ranger.
Don't you think it's time we turned in for the night, Ida?
Oh, Jim, it's early yet. And with all the excitement about the stage robbery, why, I couldn't sleep.
Wonder if the posse's back.
I think I'll go down to the lobby and find out. Want to go with me?
No, I'll stay here and read the Eastern papers till you get back.
Very well. I'll come right back just as soon as I find out the latest reports on the robbery.
Oh, sweet little Ida. She's sure getting a lot of excitement out here in the West. I wonder who that is. Just a second.
Back up and keep your mouth shut.
Hey, guns, what's the meaning of this?
Shut up and get back in there. Come on, boys.
All right.
I want to have a talk with Mr. Haley, huh?
House. There's sign on door.
His lamp's burning, so he must be up. Come on.
Yes, who is it?
Me hear him.
Open up. We want to talk to you.
Yes. Say, your mask.
I want to talk to you. Come on, Toto.
But I have no money, mister. I'm a poor man. I have to work hard to make ends meet.
We're not going to rob you. Now, tell me, did you take this picture?
Yes, I took it, but I did it as a joke on the Indian. I didn't mean to make him mad.
Well, give me the negative for this picture and we'll forget the whole matter.
Negative? But honest, mister, I'm not lying. I don't have the negative.
You don't? Then who has it?
A fella over in the hotel, a tenderfoot fella. His name is Haley.
Haley?
Him fella in picture with me.
Yes, he's the same fella, Injun. And you're not the first to be asking about him.
No?
Less than 15 minutes ago, a tough-looking fella come in here, asking where he could find the man in the picture with your Indian partner.
You told him?
Yes, I told him. And he left in a hurry. I reckon he's gone over there to see him.
What did this man look like?
Oh, I'd say he was around 6 feet, 180 pounds. He had a bullet scar across the bridge of his nose.
That caught him alone.
Come, Tonto, we've got to hurry.
But why Alpaw want to see Eastern Tenderfoot?
It just occurred to me, Tonto, that Haley is about my size and build. In the picture, he's dressed in Western garb. Toddy Malone must think I'm the one in the picture. You killed Jim Haley in that belief.
Ah, me see now. Toddy Malone not like you.
We'll leave the horses here. The hotel's just up the street. Come on.
Kimasabi. See woman sitting in chair in hotel porch?
Yes, I see her.
Her, Mrs. Haley. Me know her.
We'll find out where her husband is. Mrs. Haley.
Oh, a bandit. And you with him, Toddy.
No, him not bandit. Him my friend.
Now, don't be alarmed, Mrs. Haley, please. We're not here to harm you, but your husband's in great danger. Where is he?
He's upstairs in our suite now.
Where is your suite?
At the front of the second floor. You can go up either through the lobby or up the stairs there that lead to the second floor piazza. Our suite faces out on the piazza.
Hello.
What me do?
Go to the second floor porch. See that Toddy Malone doesn't escape through the window.
Me do it.
Mrs. Haley, will you go with me? You can explain to the clerk as we go through the lobby.
Oh, yes, that mask will frighten him to death.
All right, let's go.
Now, for the last time, I tell you my name is Haley, James Haley of Cincinnati. I've shown you these papers. That should be proof enough.
It might fool some folks, but it don't fool us, does it, boy?
Sure don't. Let him have it, Toddy, and let's get out of here.
Not so fast. I'm going to make a liar out of him, make him admit it.
Just who do you think I am?
Let me ask you something. You know an Indian named Tonto?
Tonto? Well, in a way, I know him. Why?
You had your picture taken with him, didn't you?
Yes, I did. What about it?
That's all I wanted to know. You can start praying.
You dirty killer. If I had a gun, I'd shoot it out for the three of you rats.
Too bad we caught you without your guns, huh? So here goes.
Hey, Toddy, just a minute.
What's the matter, Jesse?
Hear those footsteps in the hall.
They're coming this way. Hold your fire, Toddy.
Quick, both of you. Get back against the wall. And one peep out of you, mister, and you get the first shot.
Shut up, Toddy. They'll hear you.
Drop those guns. Oh. Drop my say.
They're dropped.
Hey, Toddy, it's him, the masked man.
There's no doubt of it, Toddy. It's him. We've made a mistake.
Yeah, boys. I guess I made a mistake, all right. And Mr. Haley, I apologize. This is the man I was looking for.
Now I suppose you'll murder him, you dirty criminal.
That's exactly what we're going to do.
Please don't kill him. Horrible.
The least you can do is let that man and his wife avoid being witnesses to murder.
What do you mean by that?
Let them go into the hall so they don't have to see you shoot me.
All right. I reckon it might make the lady a little sick. Get moving, both here.
I refuse.
No, do as he says. One killing will be enough. And he'll kill you if you don't.
Please, Jim. I can't stand it.
All right, let's go, Ida.
Do you want it in the back, masked man, or will you take it looking down the barrel?
I'll take it facing you.
This is terrible, Jim. It's horrible.
There now, Ida. I feel as badly as you, but we couldn't do anything. Quick, Ida. We've got to get to the lobby and spread the alarm. Come on, before they shoot us.
Come on, men.
Where are you heading, Marshal?
The hotel. The photographer said he and the engine are there.
Well, here it is.
There's the clerk. We'll ask him. Hey, clerk.
Hurry, Marshal, hurry. There's a shooting upstairs.
What happened?
I don't know. A masked man came in here a few minutes ago and went upstairs to see Mr. Haley. Then shooting busted out just a second ago.
Hey, who's that?
That's it's Mr. Haley and his wife. Now,
Marshal, there's been a murder in our suite.
A murder? Who got killed?
I don't know his name. He wore a mask.
Three men shot and killed
him. Holy smoke, they finally got him, the dirty dogs. Men, surround the hotel. Don't let anyone out.
Hold your men, Marshal.
There's no need to surround the hotel.
It's him. They didn't kill him.
It's a miracle. He's got the three of them prisoners.
Get moving, you three.
Why, it's the bandits. It's Toddy Malone and the Winters brothers.
We thought they'd kill the masked man.
It takes more than them thugs to kill him.
Take charge of them, Marshal.
I sure will. Slap the handcuffs on them, men.
All right.
Now, Mr. Haley, I found this on the table in your room.
What is it?
The negative of that picture.
You see, Toddy Malone and the Winters brothers got possession of the print when they stole the mail sack on the stage.
We mailed it to Jim's sister back east. We wanted her to see how he looked in real Western clothes.
It nearly cost your husband's life, ma'am. You see, they mistook him for me.
Yes, I know now they did.
Would you mind if I destroy this negative?
I should say not. It's caused enough trouble.
I thought you'd understand. Now, join Toto.
Before you go.
Yes?
How did you escape being killed? When Ida and I left the room, your guns were on the floor.
Toto was on the second floor porch at your window. He waited until I could get you and your wife out of the room. Then he shut out the light.
And you grabbed your guns?
Yes, and blocked the door.
Oh, my.
And from that second, these crooks never had a chance.
Well, Toto's waiting for me. Adios.
Adios.
Marshal, why is he leaving?
He always does when his job is done, ma'am.
But who is he?
Why, Mr. Haley, he's the Lone Ranger.
This is a feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, created and produced by George W. Trendle, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.